The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Last year, I visited Whiteville, North Carolina, a community on the shores of beautiful Lake Waccamaw. While there, I gave a poetry reading at Southeastern Community College and an assembly at the local high school to which, dauntingly, the district's 600 seventh graders had been bused. I paid visits to two people's houses while in Whiteville. One belonged to a woman named Betty, who was so spry and lively, I am still not sure I heard correctly when someone told me she was near to 90 years old. I sat in Betty's living room until after 11 p.m. I drank a few glasses of Diet Coke, though, like a good host, Betty had offered me bourbon. And we talked and laughed about life in Whiteville and Princeton and in Manhattan, where Betty lived a lifetime ago. When I told her about my children, she asked if they loved A.A. Milne. I had to think a moment. A.A. Milne? Oh, yes, they'd enjoyed Winnie the Pooh, but not half as much as I had as a child. But Betty wasn't just talking about Pooh. She wanted me to go right home and be sure to read them Milne's Poetry for Children. Her children had grown up on it and loved it, and Betty loves it to this day. I went home and fell back into my life, as usual. I forgot about the books. But a few weeks later, a package arrived with three volumes of Milne's Poetry for Children. Betty had even written notes in the margins of her children's favorites. Now the books are so well loved, they could pass for relics from my childhood. Today's poem is Spring Morning by A.A. Milne. At the bottom of the page, Betty has written, "Tracy, I love this one and find myself repeating it in my mind often." And I know what she means, because as much as this poem makes playful sense to a child, it also speaks to the way I feel sometimes as a grown woman wandering through life still uncertain of where I'm headed. Spring Morning by A.A. Milne. Where am I going? I don't quite know. Down to the stream where the kingcups grow. Up on the hill where the pine trees blow. Anywhere, anywhere. I don't know. Where am I going? The clouds sail by. Little ones, baby ones, over the sky. Where am I going? The shadows pass. Little ones, baby ones, over the grass. If you were a cloud and sailed up there, you'd sail on water as blue as air, and you'd see me here in the fields and say, "Doesn't the sky look green today?" Where am I going? The high rooks call. It's awful fun to be born at all. Where am I going? The ring doves coo. We do have beautiful things to do. If you were a bird and lived on high, you'd lean on the wind when the wind came by. You'd say to the wind when it took you away, "That's where I wanted to go today." Where am I going? I don't quite know. What does it matter where people go? Down to the wood where the bluebells grow? Anywhere, anywhere. I don't know. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media. in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at Slowdown Show. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and John Miller. Production assistance by Chrissy Pease and Brenna Everson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.